everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. We're inching ever so close to release of NCAA Football 13. Today we're talking Road to Glory improvements. I'm CDJ, and joining me, JB Huskers. Jeremy, how are you?
Great, how's it going?
Good. Today, let's talk about the Road to Glory improvements. This is a mode that seems like people either are really passionate into it, or they really don't play it, with a few in between who play it simply for the trophies and achievements. I know your guy, you've played it a little bit. I've been playing it recently, so a lot of this stuff kind of rings home, and you know, it stands out to me because I'm playing the mode now, so seeing these improvements, I can figure, man, that would make this mode a lot better. But there's also still some things I wish that they would have done, and we'll get to that as well. We're going to go through these improvements, and JB, if there's anything you want to elaborate on, go right ahead. One of the big things the community asked for, and that's some of the big things they added here, which is pretty important, always to satisfy the community. One of them is difficulty levels. People in this experience, when you're starting as a high school player and moving up the college ranks, they weren't a huge fan of becoming a starter so quickly. So one of the things they added this year was difficulty levels. And this will affect the gameplay difficulty, the coach trust points, and the XP points. And it'll make the time until you become a starter that much longer. One freshman, it could be about 5 weeks. In Heisman, it could be as much as 18 weeks, which is about a season, a little over a season and a half. This is one I want to talk about with you, JB. Are you a guy who that's important to, and how much do you think it'll add, though, for the guys who really want that realism of feeling like they're battling and working their way up the ranks?
Well, I think a lot of people are finding this mode to be boring just because it's so easy to achieve, you know, where you need to go. That's where the difficulty levels are pretty nice addition. Alex Hall said himself that the Heisman one is going to definitely be a challenge. So I'm definitely looking forward to giving a tryout on Heisman. And of course, I'm one of those guys that likes to get those achievements as well. So if there are any out there, then, you know, end of the year, kind of like what you're doing is, you know, just pop it in at the end of the year, go on varsity and just tear it up. But I think maybe to add a little depth to the mode, the difficulty levels are going to definitely help, as you know, you're going to be able to probably fly through that first year, but you're going to get that chance on the practice field to kind of build yourself up, and then maybe within by your sophomore year actually get some playing time.
I don't want to mix this up too much, but you did bring up a good point, and I want to get to this at some point during the podcast, and this is probably as good a spot as any. Do you think having those trophies and achievements that we've had in the past, of especially making the team, conference, and national leaderboards, basically, the only way to get those is to put up huge numbers, and for most people, that means probably putting on a lower difficulty and just tearing it up. Do you think that kind of flies in the face of making it, quote-unquote, sim, and I use that term not in a bad way or a positive way, just a neutral way, for the guys who want it to be a true experience? Because if you want to get those trophies and achievements, putting it on a harder, challenging difficulty makes it virtually impossible. Mm. Do you think that those trophies and achievements conflict with the way the mode is played? Personally, I'd like to see those trophies and achievements just be... I can understand some of the Road to Glory trophies and achievements that we've had in the past. I can understand getting the Max Coach Trust, because I think you can get that probably, you know, sometime by your senior year. I can understand that. I would rather see them reward you for playing a full career versus these huge stat numbers.
Yeah, I would.
What are your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't mind seeing the leaderboard trophies disappearing, just because, I mean, it's more of a grind just to get the trophy. All you're doing is sitting there on freshman throwing Hail Marys all day with the quarterback, you know, and eventually once you get through 4 years of just throwing nothing but Hail Marys, then you've got the trophies. I could definitely do without those and have some trophies that have a little more meaning into it, especially for those that like to chase the trophies, but also for those that like to play the mode. It kind of gives you a little something else to strive for other than just throwing lob passes all day.
I agree. I hope that's something they do in the future. Let's go back to the NCAA 13, the improvements Road to Glory. Another big request from the community is the ability to return kicks, both kickoff and punt returns. Your depth chart is going to determine whether you return kicks or not, and the positions that are eligible are if you are a wide receiver, a safety, a halfback, or a cornerback, and there is a new camera angle for these returns. This is something that when we had the webcast with Alex Howell, he started up a Road to Glory, and his player, I forget the position and spot on the depth chart, unfortunately, but his player was not a starter, but yet he was good enough that he was returning kicks. So this was a chance for him to get on the field and get some XP and playing time, even though he wasn't a starter. And also along with that, obviously special teams is so important. This year we have improved punt return blocking and assignments and coverage this year. So I think it's pretty big they added that at the same time. How much do you think this is going to add to this mode? Personally, I like it a lot, and I think it's one of those things that can make a good player stand out and be a great player, especially if he changes the momentum of a game. What do you think about being able to return kicks?
I think it's a big addition to the game. A lot of people have been asking for it for a long time, and especially when you kind of – we'll talk about reaction time later, but with the new reaction time that's in the Heisman Challenge and Road to Glory this year, you know, you can have a lot of fun with returning kickoffs in practice, you and a buddy, just seeing who can get the most touchdowns. It's definitely the combination of those two new things kind of makes that kick return a little more interesting. But also, like you said, it gives you a chance to become a game breaker and put your name on the map.
Let's go on to more community stuff before we get into it. Reaction time is obviously the big aspect, and I want to spend a few minutes on that. But let's get to the tuning update. This means that the play call, there'll be more plays focused on you, more playbooks in high school, just better all-around play calling, meaning that if you're a quarterback, you're going to have more pass plays. If you're running back, you're going to have more running plays. If you're a wide receiver, again, more passing play, more opportunities for catches. This is so huge. I'm in the middle of a Road to Glory right now, and there's two things I have an issue with play calling, and I'm not sure if the second part's been addressed. I'm hoping it has. First off, obviously, not enough touches. That is very frustrating. Obviously, when you move up the XP and you're able to audible and do every, you know, have the full gamut of options at your disposal, then, of course, you can audible and make every play what you want. But it's very frustrating as you're trying to move up the depth chart and move up the levels, and you're getting some pretty weak play calls, you know, third and long draw plays, and you're a quarterback, you're thinking, oh, come on, give me a chance to wing the ball, coach. But then along with that, my other complaint with the play calling is there's just so many screen passes. Like, I don't understand, like, it's so frustrating because I'm a guy that they're very hit and miss with me that it seems like it's called so many times. I'll let you talk about play calling in general and what you think about these changes to 13.
Well, it's definitely huge, because especially if you're a running back and you're getting all these pass plays, or if you're a quarterback and all you're doing is handing off the ball, it's definitely, A, it's not fun, and B, you're not really getting the best opportunity to reach your goals. And especially on the wide receiver side of things, and I doubt many people really tried to be a wide receiver, because in the past there'd be a lot of times where the plays never go to you. So having it more focused on your position is a great thing, and hopefully I have no idea if they've done it this year, but if they did not do it this year, hopefully for NCAA 14, they can also have on the defensive side where you have more opportunities for the plays to come to you. Because that was another complaint of mine, is when I was playing as like a linebacker or a corner, you know, the plays just would never come to you, and there'd be no way in hell that you could actually get a good game going, because nothing would ever come your way. So at least we know it's fixed on the offensive side, and that's going to be a huge thing, because A, it's going to add a little more excitement to it, and B, it's going to give you more of a realistic chance to reach your goals.
I think you bring up a good point on the defense, is that not only do you, a lot of times, especially if you're a corner, you don't get plays your way, but in the past, and unfortunately I think it's still the same in 13, they haven't announced it if it's not, but you should get XP or points for playing the right assignment or coverage. That if your guy's covered so well, especially that the quarterback isn't going to throw to him, you should get something for that. Otherwise, all the gamer's really doing is encouraging you to lay off him a little bit and kind of bait the quarterback. And I know that happens in real life, but in a video game aspect, if you're doing what you're told and trying to earn the coach trust and you're trying to run the play, you should get something for that. So that is frustrating, but that somewhat ties into something else they've adjusted, and that's another tuning update with recruiting points. They've made it a little more difficult to get the offensive recruiting points, but easier to get defensive recruiting points, meaning in high school, for great games, it was so much easier to become a 4 or 5-star offensive player, and much more difficult to earn that on the defensive side. And I found that out firsthand as a quarterback and a defensive lineman. I know it's a unique combo, but that's the way I like to play. The quarterback, I got to 5-star pretty quickly and easily. But then defense, I was a pretty good defensive lineman. Not a ton of tackles, but quite a few sacks, tackle for loss. Unfortunately, the game doesn't reward you for hurries, and I really wish it would have. But that made it so much more difficult. Is that something you felt was an issue in the past as well? Like defensively, especially on the high school level, you just really couldn't earn those points.
It was always tough. I mean, just because the plays wouldn't come to you, that's the big thing. It's kind of hard to get tackles at first too, just because you're working with a different type of camera, so that takes a little bit of getting used to. And then at the same time, once you finally got started getting used to that and getting used to covering a zone and everything like that, then the play would go on to the other side of the field, and you'd be just kind of left out, hung out to dry, and you would best maybe be able to get like maybe two tackles in a game or something like that, which really isn't going to help you in the long run, especially in high school, getting your caliber up.
Let's go through the other improvements real quick, and we'll wrap up the show with reaction time, which seems to be the big aspect in both Road to Glory and Heisman Challenge that people are talking about. And we've played it, obviously, a little bit. We've had the demo, but we also had the community event time to play it, and we have a little more hands-on time and thoughts with it. Unique cameras for each position. They've improved the camera angles. JB, I know in the past this was kind of big for you. How much does this help having these cameras? Because some of these in the game are pretty, I don't want to say they're bad, but they're definitely not good.
They help you be able to see what's going on. I know a couple years ago I worked with Jeff Luer on the quarterback passing camera angles, just to be able to see what's actually going on deep down the field, where previously you'd just see the view of the quarterback and it'd be zoomed out and you would have no idea if your guy caught it or what exactly happened until you went to the next play. So it's definitely a huge tool in regards to being able to see what's going on. But now, especially with reaction time, it's a good tool for you to be able to actually be accurately able to read the field now.
Some of the other improvements coming along is there's a new practice facility. There's an offensive field where if you're on the scout team defense or the first team offense, you'll play on a defensive field where if you're on the scout team offense or the first team defense, you'll play. There's 8 new high school stadiums based on different regions within the United States, a new award system and leaderboards. You have goals such as position specific and a new point system, and also there'll be records with school and national NCAA records you can beat. So that'll add a little bit more realism. And something with that, I haven't seen this mentioned, But I think it's worth noting that if Road to Glory this year, I might be very tempted to, when I finish as a high school player, try to go to one of the 3 newer schools, especially Texas San Antonio. Last year was their first year in existence, so their records are going to be very easy to beat. They're very low, if you went and looked at their stats, very low totals, very low yardage. And if you want to go get the points for breaking a bunch of school records, go to UTSA. That's my recommendation. And I don't know what their schedule like this year, but I can't imagine it's the most difficult in the world. So that'd probably be a good place to try to land, especially if you, let's say, you're a 5-star quarterback or running back. Also, leaderboards. They have several different leaderboards depending on what difficulty you pick for All-American, Heisman, Varsity. This will help stand out. The guys who wanted more of a challenge can now compete against each other on the leaderboards. And I think that's a pretty good ad that maybe is a little bit underplayed. Well, let's get to the big item here, and it's reaction time. This is something that is available only in Road to Glory and Heisman Challenge. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. I won't share mine first. Tommy, since you're joining us, when you first saw reaction time at the community event, and be honest, what was your initial reaction?
Gut reaction was, are you kidding me? I can't believe they added that.
And did it change anything else?
Has it changed, you mean?
Yeah, did that change when you played it or saw it more? Did it change at all?
Yeah, since I've played around with it myself, it is a little bit better. It's more of a arcade feature to where, you know, like every now and then I want to go play an arcade sports game just for the fun of it, just for something different, you know. And that's basically what I consider the reaction time to be, is it's an arcade-type feature. And it's something that it's not true to life. I mean, obviously, guys experience the slowdown as they get better or whatever. But anyways, but it's not a true to life slowdown that you see in the game. But that said, it is enjoyable to kind of just tinker around with it. I mean, I've gone into the demo and played around with the Robert Griffin and just kind of toyed around, just tried to see how many yards I can get, to see, you know, what kind of records I can break and stuff like that. So it is kind of enjoyable in that aspect. Now, would I want it in my regular game? Hell no. Would it be something I would play more than just a throwaway? Really no. I mean, it's just something to pass the time and something just for fun instead of a true sim style of play.
Now, see, I would say that my reaction when I first saw it was the same. Like, are you kidding me? because I didn't know the full scope of where it was and where it wasn't. Then we learned it's Justin Road to Glory, Justin Heisman Challenge. So I thought, okay, well, this isn't so bad, you know, whatever. But then getting to play it, I could see there's some benefit to that, and that I want people to be careful. You know, when I say that, is that, you know, things do slow down. It gives you an opportunity to see the field a little bit, see how animations play out, maybe time your jukes and spins. That I'll have to admit, like, after playing at the community event, my thought was, and if you guys disagree, I would love to hear it. I thought they should add the option. Now, the keyword option. So if a user wanted to play a Play Now or their own Dynasty with it on, they could. Because my thought is, it's not, I'm trying to think what the word is. I'm going to say it's not overdone because it changes the way you play. But if some guy likes it in those two modes, why shouldn't he have the same option to play it in his Dynasty games or Play Now games? But obviously, I would say that in an online Dynasty, hell no. I don't want that in there at all. But I am kind of disappointed and surprised that EA didn't put an option in there to where a guy on his own and maybe in a single-player offline Dynasty could use it. Tommy, since you were last talking, I want to hear your thoughts on it, then we'll go to JB on it.
Well, if they completely defaulted to off and almost didn't even advertise that it's in there, then I think that would be acceptable. Now, if they made a big to-do about it in the Dynasty webcast, then people would have been, are you kidding me? You're really talking about that? Nobody that plays Dynasty wants that. So, I mean, I think if it's an option that's kind of buried in the menus, that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But
just
so long as they don't end up making it something that don't even advertise it as though something that everyday user wants. And then the other aspect I could see it being a big boost in is like in practice mode, being something that you can, you know, as a new player, you could kind of, you know, get a feel for the game and learn how to make reads and stuff like that. Just give them unlimited reaction time in practice mode so that they can learn how exactly to go about reading an offense and which hole to go through and running the ball and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and to be clear, it is in the Road to Glory practice, but not in regular practice. JB, the floor is yours. Your thoughts on reaction time. What did you think when you first saw it, and what are your thoughts on it now?
When I first saw it at the community, I just hoped to God it wasn't in the regular games, like especially in Online Dynasty. Thankfully, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So that was my first thought when we saw it. But in regards to it being in the Road to Glory, I'm perfectly fine with it. There are a lot of things that could have been done other than this, but it's still a neat little feature to help you see how things are going. And like Tommy said, I think having it in a regular practice mode would be really huge. I would not like to see it in Dynasties. I guess if an offline Dynasty, somebody could have the option for it, you know, that's their own prerogative. I don't care there, but I would definitely love to see it in practice mode, as Tommy said, because that would be a kind of a huge tool to help you break down things.
With reaction time, you use the left trigger to activate it, and that's something that has led to a little bit of a change with the controls. In the past, left trigger was to pitch the ball on, especially option plays. Did you guys find a lot of trouble adjusting playing the demo and at the community event to the slight control changes? Jeremy, I'll let you go first.
Any trouble at all? I kind of like how pitch is set up better this year than in past, because it'd be a lot of sometimes it, where it'd be accidentally done trying to get going. So it definitely wasn't a big change for me.
It actually was quite a bit of a change for me, but it was more of a just, you know, a habit or whatever. But the thing is after April, after we played the game in April, I came back trying to pitch the ball and trying to figure out why it wouldn't actually pitch it. So it's something to get used to and something that is an adjustment, but at the same time, it's a very fast adjustment, so it's not that big of a deal. The only thing is I'm wondering how many people will actually use the fake pitch now that it's on the stick, just because, you know, people are used to using the sticks for jukes and stuff like that. So now it's a bit of a change in that regard. And then the other aspect on defense is I don't know for sure in the demo, but, you know, left trigger before used to be the strafe button. So now is that left trigger still triggering strafe or is it not? And then also on defense and Road to Glory and the Heisman Challenge, is it going to actually strafe when you're doing that or what is going to happen? But anyways, that's something that's probably minor, assuming that we can still use the strafe button in regular games.
Also in Road to Glory this year, a couple new practice features. First off, the new scout team. You can play on the scout team to help prepare your team for the upcoming week's foe. That's something people have been asking for a while in Dynasty mode, and we're seeing it in Road to Glory and not in Dynasty. And there's also a scouting report that before you play your opponent, you learn everything about them. This is not... It's a good idea, and I think I like the idea behind it. What it is, it's a screen that gives you a lot of the statistical leaders. I believe it gives impact players. It tells the stat yardage averages for your opponent. So then you learn what kind of team they are, what's coming up, what to get ready for. All I could think is when I saw that is, like, that'd be nice in Dynasty, especially with Carousel, because especially if you've gone through a couple years and a team has changed styles, you may not know it. Because it's tough to keep up with 120 programs, now 123 in the game, to remember what scheme they have exactly. That's information that I think needs to be brought to the forefront, and we're seeing in Road to Glory and not Dynasty. Jeremy, I'll let you fire away first. Talk about this, what it does to Road to Glory, and then also, conversely, is this something you'd like to see in Dynasty mode down the line, at least one of these aspects?
See it in Dynasty mode down the line, especially like you said, once we get years into the leagues and online dynasties, you know, teams will change around once coaches are coming and going. For Road to Glory, it's definitely a good tool for those, especially if you're coming in, if you're, say, you're on the Heisman difficulty and you're working your way up, you know, and succeeding on the scout team could be your first steps towards moving yourself up the depth chart. So it's a good tool for your beginning years at college and Road to Glory. So it's kind of a nice addition for your guy to do other than just kind of ride the pine for that first year.
For me, as far as it being, you know, in a Dynasty feature or something like that, personally, I'd rather have it as available, something that I could set up myself. I mean, I've always been a big advocate that I just want basically a scrimmage mode in practice mode, to where that way you can kind of run up and down the field and set up certain situations and stuff like that. And if I could do that, then I wouldn't necessarily need the game to kind of set up these scrimmages or set up these practices for me. You know, so then I could actually tell the defense to run this type of defense because that's what I'm facing, or so on and so forth. The one aspect that I would like to see that would kind of be incorporated with this is something that the old 2K Sports had, where you could actually save what's called your VIP, and basically it was like a profile of how you play the game. So if you run the ball a lot, it's going to use that in the profile. And so when you play against that VIP profile, you're going to see the computer running the ball a lot. You're going to see them calling shotgun passes a lot, or so on and so forth. So if they could somehow incorporate that, then absolutely I would love for something to be to where I could basically play a simmed game against a computerized version of my upcoming opponent or whatever. That would definitely be huge.
And that's Road to Glory improvements in NCAA Football 13. A lot of good stuff coming. Obviously, the big thing they didn't get to was the custom quarter length. That's something that I think would do the leaderboard and do the system. I can see the challenges there, but at the same time, with this new difficulty level system that you can pick, and also with the improved play calling by the computer, hopefully that'll alleviate a lot of the concerns and criticisms that led to people clamoring for selectable quarter length. So, on behalf of Jeremy and Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.